The New York Times loves stuff made out of dead trees, newspapers, for example, and now virtual reality goggles. The Times is getting ready to bundle Google Cardboard with its print edition. Mike Murphy is a reporter for Quartz and joins us to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, how many Google Cardboard headsets is the New York Times going to be shipping, and why are they doing this?
So they've said that they're going to ship at least a million cardboards with home delivery subscriptions. But if you have a digital or certain digital subscriptions, you can also get a code to redeem one as well. So who knows how many they're actually going to ship. Why they're doing it? You know, New York Times has always been one of the you know, publications that has been kind of on the forefront of innovation. You know, they were one of the first iPad newspapers. You know, they recently announced that they've hit over a million digital subscribers. So this is just another way to kind of move beyond dead pieces of tree.
Any Mike, any idea when this is actually going to happen, and any projections in terms of what's the cost to the New York Times, and then what's the revenue upside?
So it's going to happen within the next couple weeks. There's the piece that they're launching this around is going to hit on the weekend of November 7th. So I think everyone's going to be getting it that weekend. In terms of a cost, New York Times didn't say which Google Cardboard they're going to be shipping. Google doesn't really make their own Cardboard viewer. They have a bunch that you can either download the like dimensions of and make yourself out of cardboard, or you can buy kits yourself. The kits tend to run about $20. That's if you're just buying one. I've got to believe that the Times, if they're buying a million of them, probably got a decent rate for a million units. But I mean, in terms of upside, it's you know, it's just another way to keep the New York Times sticky in people's minds. You know, a thing to think about. You know, when you've got the Sunday paper in front of you, you can pull up your cardboard and read the new or view the new feature that week. But I'm not entirely sure if there's a revenue gain. I mean, they said that there's going to be launch sponsors in GE and Mini, so I'm assuming there's some money coming in there as well.
And of course, people look like idiots while they're doing it. I mean, it's a great experience, but like, just thought I'd illustrate that. This I do subscribe to the print edition of the New York Times, so I'm looking forward to getting this. And I am curious to see what it might. My prediction is that it'll be made out of recycled style sections from the New York Times, because they got to do something with it. Nobody reads it. So, yeah, it seems really seems kind of cool, but it also strikes me as kind of a gimmick. Years ago, a long time ago, before I got into technology journalism, I was a newspaper editor, and we did this big, exciting week of newspapers that were in 3D and color and stuff like that. And we actually bundled those ridiculous glasses with the paper, and then all the, you know, the local politics and all the photos were 3D. And it, you know, everybody thought, wow, that's cool for about 3 seconds, and then everybody thought, well, this is just dumb. Is that going to be the reaction of Google Cardboard with the New York Times? Is this just going to be a gimmick that's going to be interesting for 5 seconds and then that's it?
It's entirely possible that might be the case, but I might be a bit of an outlier here, but I think that there's actually something in this kind of not quite VR, but not quite just watching a video on your mobile device world that the Cardboard lives in. The New York Times made a point of saying that this is going to work on just mobile devices as well. So I think if you watched on the YouTube channel, you'd be able to do that thing where you move your phone around and you can follow the video around. And I actually think that's really interesting. I've watched a few things already, just like even ads, like Nike had one showing off a new pair of cleats with Neymar, the Brazilian soccer player, in it that I wrote about that I actually thought was really interesting. It's more than just sitting there watching this kind of little rectangle, and you can actually follow stuff and see different parts of what you're looking at. And you don't look quite as bizarre if you're in public doing that as you do holding this thing to your face. So I think that could be interesting, but cardboard in and of itself could definitely be a gimmick.
Yeah, what I'd like to see them do, I mean, one of the things that New York Times has that many other news outlets does not have is foreign correspondents all over the world in war zones and all kinds of hotspots around the world. I'd like to see them lashing camera, you know, virtual reality 3D cameras to the helmets of photographers or something like that, and just basically use the access that they have and give us either a live or a recorded 3D look at some of these, you know, events that are taking place around the world. That would be cool, and it would be, you know, very much in the service of innovation in news reporting. And I think that'd be something that would be very cool. I'd love to see that. They should have an entire site for all their 3D stuff, I think. Mike Murphy is at QZ.com. That's the court's website. And he's on Twitter at MCWM. Mike, thanks for joining us on Tech News today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.